Welcome to Real Flicks Reviews. We're like a book club for people hate reading. This month, we're doing Grab Bag, so I picked Predator, made in 1987. We're also doing Season 1, Episode 17 of the TV show Flash. This week, we have Jonathan Charney, James Stevens, Hello. And Ryan Preston. Here's a description for the Arnold Schwarzenegger classic. A team of commandos on a mission in Central American jungle find themselves hunted by an extraterrestrial warrior, which, by the way, seems based to be the same basic description of every single Arnold movie. You know, remove Central America, remove Alien. It's pretty much every one of his movies.
Yeah, like Kindergarten Cop. or what's the other one? 9 months? Wasn't he pregnant in that one?
Twins.
It's not a tumba.
Twins, yeah, twins.
I'll give this movie a 3.5 out of 5. It doesn't deserve any higher than that. It's still a great, entertaining movie. This movie's pacing is a lot slower than it used to be. Like, I don't remember it being at this slow. I'm not sure what that says about me.
You need a fidget spinner?
Yeah, seriously. I think watching all these YouTube clips over the years have kind of made me expect fast-paced action.
I wouldn't say this one was slow.
There were parts of it, like... There were a lot of, you know, walking through the jungle and more walking through the jungle. And
That's what happens when you're in the jungle.
I liked it, but I don't remember it being that slow.
Do you expect them to run through the jungle?
Maybe. honestly, I liked the cast, even though the cast was pretty much a bunch of muscle-bound morons.
That's like every Arnold movie ever.
But yeah, no, James?
Yeah, you know, I'll give it a 3.5. I gotta agree with you on the fact that this is one of Arnold's better films that he did. Still couldn't speak very clearly at all, and there's parts of it that I'm like, did you just, like, say that into a recorder and then play it back for the film?
Well, I know a guy who does film work, and he was saying most lines are always overdubbed. Like, because of the way film sets are and things, they're always, I forgot what he called it, but they do always do some voice work.
Some dub work on it. Yeah, there was quite a few scenes that I'm like, that looks dubbed. And it's like, I don't think it needs to be like that, but all right, whatever. But I mean, it's got Carl Weathers, one of my other favorite, you know, kind of action, big buff guys. And I mean, Arnold is Arnold in this film. There's really nothing that you're looking for spectacular out of it, but for an Arnold film, I guess it's one of the better ones.
Well, this is another one of those movies that you want him to be Conan the Barbarian. It's just like, be yourself. I mean, what else do you want him to do?
That's the thing about that, though, is that all these characters, Carl Weathers, Jesse Ventura, Arnold Schwarzenegger, just give them a different name, and that's Apollo Creed, that's the Terminator, you know, and that's Jesse the Body, you know what I mean? So... just give them different names, put them in different scenarios. I'm good with that.
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't, you know, a Green Beret in this one. He wasn't... I don't think he was ever a Marine, was he?
Not that I remember.
I don't think he was either.
Ryan?
Not that I recall.
What do you give this movie?
I actually agree with you guys. It doesn't deserve more than 3.5. But something about... Well, the pacing, it does seem a lot slower, but it still works, especially because the first one of these types of movies, Aliens... the thing where the whole thing is, what does this thing look like? The slow pacing, you know, kind of builds the suspense a little bit.
Yeah, I agree.
But, it had its own action scenes to live on. But something about John McTiernan, the director, somehow kind of nailed the 90s action movie vibe, you know, when he did Die Hard or, you know, Hunt for Red October or something like that. You know, he didn't really work a lot, but he did make some shitty movies watchable. He was the director behind 13th Warrior, which if you just look at it,
too, but it's still, oh God.
But that's my point, is the parts are terrible. If you just kind of watch it scene by scene, it's shitty acting, shitty writing, but the movie as a whole, it's still a cool-ass movie.
Yeah, I got to agree with you on that. I mean, I actually do like 13 Warrior, but it's still one of those, like, you just think about it, you're like, oh, God, like, why'd you have to bring that up? But, you know, it's one of those that is entertaining in itself if you look at the entire thing.
I've never actually had that reaction to that movie. We'll have to do that movie at some point.
Didn't we do it?
I don't remember.
I think we might have done this one. I'm not sure.
If we did it, go watch it. If not, we'll pick it sometime.
But, you know, I got to... just, you know, kind of agree with Ryan on that fact that, I mean, it's for just being an action film that you really don't need to really pay attention to everything in it. It's fine. I mean, even have Arnold, you know, showing his muscles as he picks up the back end of the truck and throws it down the hill.
I love that line, though. What is he doing? When they're just like,
he's got to show his muscles.
I was thinking while I was watching this, because now this movie, Predator's kind of a one-trick pony at this point, but this was the first one. Before this, you never saw this like this before. I was thinking back in 87 when this was released, this movie had to be mind-blowing because the special effects by itself, I don't remember even seeing anything remotely like this at the time.
No matter what era, what age you are, when you finally see Predator, if that's the first time you've ever seen that character and you haven't seen posters or what have you, that's the coolest fucking thing you've ever seen in your life, probably. You know, you're like, oh, wow.
And the Predator itself, the final hero Predator, the one at the end, was actually designed by Stan Winston, who is one of my all-time favorite creature creators. He died a number of years ago, but anytime you saw, when I was a kid, you saw Stan Winston, you know you were in for at least the special effects were going to be amazing. Nothing else might have been amazing.
Well, I got to go with you on this one. I mean, this one, for its time and what was going on, it was one of those films as a kid, you know, we were kids when this came out, that it was like, oh, Predator's awesome. And it was. I mean, the special effects, the camouflage thing, even the guy who played Predator, Kevin Peter Hall, he played a lot of those kind of monster. He played the Predator in this one, and he did the Predator 2. He was also Harry from Harry and the Hendersons.
This movie for its day was amazing.
Yeah.
And the other reason why I think back in the day this movie might have been more of an action thriller a lot more than it would be today, because the pacing to me seems like it would be a thriller because there's a lot of buildup. You look in the trees and you see a little bit of shimmer and you'd move on.
Yeah.
I think that's one reason some of the jungle scenes are a little bit more drawn out than I would like for today's standards. The only thing I would nitpick is the transition at the end from Arnold Schwarzenegger being in the jungle into a studio was really obvious. I mean, it went from foggy to what the fuck really quick.
Yeah, it did.
That was the only part that took me out of it. But on the other hand, this is a movie made in 1987 and I'm watching this on a 4K television. So I'm being a little picky.
Yeah, of course, because, I mean, on film from the 80s, I mean, this movie held up as long as people had fucking VCRs, man.
In the early DVD days.
Sure, yeah, when it was just like a straight-to-DVD and nobody did anything to retouch it, it wasn't digitally remastered and all that.
Yeah, screw you, Lucas. I mean, I agree. Like, it was one of those, the graphics and everything lasted for a long time, really,
and it still looks really good. I mean, the effects look really good, the location scenes look amazing. There's really not a lot of bad about this movie. I think it's just the fact it's just old, and it's one of those movies that I don't know if it was designed to help me to hold up as well as some of the other movies.
I don't think it was supposed to at the time. I don't even think they were thinking that far ahead, really.
Oh, of course not. I mean, the whole thing started as a joke. I don't know if you guys read the same thing into this, but the original concept was just somebody bullshitting around saying that the only person Rocky hadn't fought was E.T.
Yeah.
So it just spun out of that. Like, well, what if we just had some dude fighting some random E.T., and obviously they wrote a better story around it.
Well, yeah.
My actual favorite bit of trivia has nothing to do with the movie, but an actor, Sonny Landham, had to have a bodyguard for everybody else. I mean, that's the only person I've ever heard of something like that is there's a wrestler by the name of Scott Steiner that apparently is known to have an attitude. I mean, so it's the level of they had to protect everybody else from him, which is hilarious.
I got to agree with Ryan on the fact that, I mean, as far as the plot line, it didn't really need to be anything spectacular. But, I mean, they basically built a franchise around the damn thing, and I think really screwed it up.
Well, this is why I think this movie was intended to be a thriller. If you look at Aliens, I mean, it was definitely meant to be a thriller. I think this movie is more action movie than thriller, but if you look at the way it's made and the way it's paced, I think the other movies have done a disservice. Predator 2 turned it into an action movie and still less thriller, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it still had thriller elements, but not as much. And if you look at Aliens versus Predator and all the other things, I think they've muddied the waters. And then the recent release of the Predator movie that we saw a couple
Predators,
of years ago,
I think it was the name of Predator.
Was, I think it was an attempt to go back to the thriller, but I think once you let the cat out of the bag so many times, it's really not, you well, can't
they,
be.
What their big issue was is they took it from a unpopulated area, and then moved it into city landscape.
New
thing.
York, Chicago.
Yeah. Los Angeles. Was it was L.A.
Yeah, okay. It was L.A. But, you know, once they did that, then it moved out of being sci-fi into, like, you're kind of saying, more into the thriller thing where it's like Jason versus
I think this stuff.
They kind of moved it into that type of era when the movie wasn't really like some alien going through and killing a bunch of camp kids.
Well, no, see, I think the second one was more action movie and less thriller.
Well, yeah. I mean, I enjoyed the second one. I thought it was funny as hell.
But they absolutely had to add all this backstory that was never probably really discussed prior to that.
When
everything was left to the imagination and it didn't matter, there were no plot holes because there was no plot.
Yeah.
You know, everything was living in this utopian universe with that movie.
The one thing I actually have to applaud is they gave the alien more vulnerability. It's the first time I can remember a bad guy actually getting hurt and fixing itself.
Yeah, that was cool
to add a little bit of, I don't know, humanity. It's not the right word, but adding a little vulnerability, showing that he's not immortal. Because usually in these type of movies, the thing has instagib and somehow they figure out some magical means of killing this creature by doing something incredibly stupid.
Well, yeah, but in this movie, you get the infamous, if it bleeds, we can kill it.
Yeah.
And Joppa.
That sums up the whole fucking thing.
Yeah, to see, that's the thing I like about this, though. It shows he can be killed, and it just leads up to the fact it just takes him getting incredibly lucky and being the size of a Volkswagen bus.
Well, the guy, yeah, Billy.
By the way, what James is referring to when he was yelling Jean-Claude right now was Jean-Claude was originally cast to be the Predator.
But yeah.
According to IMDb, he was still part of the special effects thing, but he was mad that he was not being credited for. He was basically being used for a special effect.
He was a diva back then.
He still is, from everything I've ever read. He's also 5'9", when I think the shortest out of the bunch is 6'2".
I mean, you got Tom Cruise. But
Well, no, I meant out of this movie. I mean, Jesse the Body Ventura, none of these guys are short.
The guy that played Predator was over 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
What I was gonna.
That's why they chose him, by the way.
Same guy
that played Harry from Harry and the Hendersons.
Yeah, I said that a while ago. The thing that I always thought was kind of cool was the minigun thing, and he didn't just fire 200 rounds. That went more than 200 rounds. Just putting that out there.
By the way,
that scene to me literally was absolutely bullshit because I love the fact all these trained commandos come running up. When this guy is unloading that whole backpack out into the field, and they start shooting it at nothing, and then sending out mortars at nothing. They had no line of sight on a target. They were just sending bullets out there.
My biggest problem is there's
just
no...
Pissing,
although it was pretty cool watching
the
trees
all over
get
the world.
My biggest problem is that thing in real life would not be man portable. Even if you could carry it, they actually tell you on IMDb that they actually had to slow it down.
Oh, I bet.
So it's just I don't know. That whole thing was kind of bullshit. As a gun guy, you're thinking, yeah,
it's
that's
cool,
kind of
minigun.
It's cool, but no.
But it's supposed to be the mythos that Schwarzenegger is just that badass.
Well, that wasn't Schwarzenegger. That was Jesse the Body Ventura.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
Jesse the Body Ventura didn't shoot that thing. That was the Black Eye Billy.
No, it was Jesse.
He was the one carrying it around, but he never got a shot.
No, he didn't. He shot it. In the movie, he shot it. He didn't shoot it for long, but he was shooting it.
Oh, yeah, he did a little bit, but not in that scene that I'm talking about. It was the Black Eye Billy picked it up
The other thing is the fact that, if I remember correctly, that's an electric version. In real life, you'd be carrying around some hefty-ass batteries. They'd be lead-acid batteries.
Oh, yeah.
But, by the way, they actually do make a handheld version of that.
Now? Not then.
Yeah, now. Of course, now.
No, it's one of those things that people saw in the movies. They're like, I want to make that in real life.
But that was all like Vietnam surplus kind of shit, you know.
Still not sure if I'd want to be man portabling a freaking minigun. I'm sorry,
I
that's a lot of ammunition to just to huff. walking around the damn jungle holding 1,000 rounds of plus ammunition.
And that was the other thing. I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger reloading the magazine just to dump it again. You don't have an end of supply of bullets, guys. But I mean, this is mindless action.
Well, this is an era when nobody really cared about that. I mean, realistically, the only reason I do is because I do a movie show, so I'm kind of pedantic as fuck when it comes to stuff like that. But I don't know too many people.
Well, you're pedantic as fuck because you're a gun nut.
That's just true. And I don't know how many people besides me count, okay, 1, 2, that's 16, that's 35, that's 100. Okay, that's a big-ass magazine for being a 20-round magazine. So, you know, I don't know how many people actually count that.
But I do got to give it to them. I mean, they actually did magazine
dumps. I pay attention to the amount of time one might be shooting. Like, I might necessarily be counting, but you know what? I'll tell you what, man. In life, my downfall would want to reload after I fire every bullet just because of video games.
Right?
You know, but I'd have 5 bullets left in the magazine, and I wouldn't want to. I'd be like, well, I could just change to a new mag, but that's not how shit works.
Yeah.
Because then I just got a magazine that's got 5 bullets in it, and yeah.
So I'm, excuse me, I'm still going to stick with my 3.5. I like this movie a lot. I don't think I could give it over more. And I would say historically with the other movies, I do think this is the best one. I like the second one, but this is the must see. This is the only one I'd say what's worth watching if you haven't seen it. So 3.5.
Yeah, I agree. I still would stick at a 3.5. I mean, it's like I've said, it's nothing major, but it is one of the more fun Arnold Schwarzeneggers that is out there.
When we were kids, this is one of the movies that you wanted to see, and if your parents for some reason didn't let you see, you were kind of the odd man out. So
yeah,
Ryan.
Yeah, it's totally badass. It's still badass. Just because the Predator is so cool. You know, still sticking with a 3.5 because, I mean, you know, because come on, it's Predator.
Yeah, we watched.
I mean, the second one was cool just because of Danny Glover, Bill Paxton, and you know, the sassy Hispanic characters.
Yeah.
By the way, that's the first time you've ever heard, you know, sassy. Cool and Danny Glover in the same sentence.
Hey, don't you dare talk shit about Danny Glover.
I still got to give a shout out to one of my favorite creature creators, though, Stan Winston. I've actually missed him since he passed away. I don't think creatures have been made the same since he did die.
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, you can catch us on facebook.com/realflixreviews. You can also catch us on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and more. Now we're going to switch over to season 1, episode 17 of The Flash. So James, batter up.
You know, this one for me was basically like watching a master act. I mean, I'm such a fan of, you know,
So I have a little bit of a trivia for you. You know, this is the second time a certain person has played the trickster.
Yes.
He played it. I don't know if any of you know this because I'm old enough to know this. There was originally a Flash TV show in the early 90s, and Mark Hamill. I was going to say something else.
Not
Mark
Luke
Hamill,
Skywalker.
Mark Hamill played the trickster in that one as well.
Yeah. But this one, for me, was just basically being able to see the wizard behind the curtain to actually do it, because I was such a big fan of him playing the Joker on the 90s cartoon of the Batman the Animated Series, and him playing the Trickster in the Flash series. And it was just really great to see him with his facial expressions, with the delivery of the lines. I mean, and it was, for me, it was actually finally being able to see him actually do it live. And for me, that was big. Ryan?
Yeah, it's completely arbitrary to pick this episode, if nothing else, but to just watch, like you said, and do sort of a live-action Joker.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, he even said, I am your father in this episode. I mean, like, that. Oh, man, that just was over the top for me. And, I mean, just the way he giggled, the way he just smiled. Everything was like, you're basically watching the Joker be alive.
If you want to see more of what James is talking about in facial expressions, go to YouTube, look up Mark Hamill Joker. There's a couple of live action. It's either him in like a Comic-Con or him in a recording booth. And he's hilarious to watch. He physically transforms into the Joker with the way he holds his body, with his facial expressions. He's one of my favorite people. Like, I actually wish they recorded him in the 90s so I could just watch him be the Joker every time.
Yeah.
Because he's hilarious to watch.
He might be one of my favorite people alive.
I agree. I really wasn't a big fan of his Luke Skywalker just because there were some really whiny, cry scenes with it. But just to see him come alive doing things like this is just amazing.
I actually liked him as Luke Skywalker. I'm more irritated the movie, was it American Summer? Because what they did to that fucking Corvette. Honestly, there's not a lot of stuff that he's done that I hate. There's stuff that I don't like. But overall, he has a pretty good catalog because he always seems to play the perfect combination of Goofy and him.
I agree.
Ryan?
Yeah, no, he's just so authentic every time he does something. You know, he throws it all into his performance.
He does. He really does.
You know, and I'm saying this despite me really not liking the Flash show that much. It's sort of soap opera-ish. All of a sudden it became just this, like, every day there's a new adventure and he's all the adventure and it just gets old. You know, I prefer more of a
of a
proper story.
It's almost like it's a CW show.
Yeah, it looks like it's a CW show.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, all of their things are the same way. It's all Dawson's Creek.
And then all of a sudden we're into crossover territory, and that's good. But then they're kind of half-assed and Arrow these days.
Don't even get me started.
I would say it's
Arrow.
Actually my favorite episode of Flash Up Supergirl was that crossover episode. I really liked that episode. Besides that, both of them, in my opinion, I'm not a big fan of.
No, me neither.
There's episodes, bits and pieces. Like, there's episodes of Arrow I really like, but
I liked the first season of it until his buddy died. That was just stupid. I really was. Just poor choice. Let him die and don't make...
So... Ladies and gentlemen, next week is James's pick, so hold your breath and away we go.
Justice League Dark. That's what I'm picking.
New animated feature by DC.
Yep.
I like this pick this time. It's a great movie.
It is. And we are also going to be doing Castlevania, which was released last week by Netflix, and we're going to do the entire thing.
And wait towards the movie news show so we can all bitch about that particular thing. So, ladies and gentlemen, for Jonathan Charney, James Stevens, and Ryan Preston, as always, thank you for listening. Goodbye.